This is the Midday Market Podcast for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Justin McKinney of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Justin, we've got a lot of red on the screens in the grains. Is this follow-through from the report last week, or is this tied to the uncertainty with all of the turmoil in the Middle East right now?
Well, I would say probably more so tied to the geopolitical events going around. We saw oil really shoot up last week. This week, not getting follow through. Currently down about $1.20 on the crude oil. I think that we probably hit some resistance in the near term on the crude oil. Funds maybe taking a little bit of breather, and it's going to be awful tough to rally that corn market when you're looking at such a huge short position by the funds right now going into planting season.
With the double-digit drop in soybeans, what are we pointing to mostly for the soybean drop today?
Well, today we had export inspections out, which were good on corn, but switching to beans, came in at 15.9 million bushels. That's the lowest in 30 weeks, all the way back to the new shipping season last September. It's just not a great look for the soybeans, and we can't seem to get those buggers sold. And we did have a flash sale of corn today to Mexico, but not followed by any beans. So beans are finding some tough rows here to go in the short term. One thing you might want to know, there was some pretty good amount of iFarm in southern Wisconsin. A fair amount of planters rolling as I was driving back over the weekend to get some stuff ready for planting. I was kind of surprised by that with the upcoming forecast. So we are off to a fast planting pace as well.
And when we switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace, the livestock complex, some better news on that side. What are we seeing with the protein sector?
Definitely. We got cattle stronger here today, probably overdone from last week, is well documented with the bird flu story and now the bovine flu. We saw some pretty steep losses last week. Coming in here this morning, trying to bounce that market a little higher. The midday cutout was up 54 cents on the choice, 25 on the slack, still chopping water right at that 300-301 level. But we are seeing a little bit of buying going on in the cattle side of the world. Switching over into the hogs this morning, off slightly. They took it on the chin last week. As April expired, nobody trades the May. We move to the June. A little bit of green on the June, but not a great technical picture. We're kind of working on some trend line support that we need a little bit more help here today to get that to close above that.
And at the same time, Justin, everything you just said about the hog market, it is still pretty incredible to look at the front month and see that $94 mark. I mean, you think about where we were not too long ago, and it is a much prettier picture for the hogs, at least when you look at that front month number right now.
Yeah, totally agree, especially coming off of last year, right? We had such a huge equity burn in the hog market. We're up over $100. I'm sure producers would like to see, you know, another $10 on that or so to get healed up from last year, or at least try to put some money back in the account. But big picture is hog numbers, the kill has been really high all year, and we're still chopping water at that 100-102 level on the June. So again, not a terrible picture on the hog side of the world, especially when we look at all the things that could have happened with the cattle market.
He is Justin McKinney with Comstock, our guest here today. Justin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can give me a call here at my direct number at 320-589-4345 or the main line at 712-227-1110.
Justin McKinney, thanks so much for the time here today, and have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you too.
That was Justin McKinney with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. At midday, May corn down 4 1/4 at 431 1/4. May soybeans down 13 3/4 at 1160 1/4. May soybean meal down $6.50 at $337.90. May soybean oil down 14 cents at $45.75. Chicago wheat down 6 1/4 at $5.49 3/4. Minneapolis wheat down 5 3/4 at $6.37 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8 1/4 at $5.81 1/2. And May oats up 8 1/4 at $3.59 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.82 at $180.72. April feeder cattle up $2.20 at $239.80. May lean hogs up 42 cents at $94.30. May pork cutout down $3.17 at $101.25, and Class 3 milk up 4 cents at $15.45. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.